Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Erin, and joining me this morning, I have Annika Krafczyk and Lowena Kubik here from Sitka Tribe of Alaska to talk about an upcoming will drafting clinic happening next Monday, Elizabeth Paradovich Day. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Very excited to be here.
So for a will drafting clinic, this is a new clinic. I have not heard of one happening before. And will drafting, this is for like last will and testament. That's the kind of will we're talking about, correct?
That's right. That's okay. What we're talking about. As far as we know, it's the first will drafting clinic STA has done. It's been on Tribal Council's action plan to help more tribal citizens get their estate planning in order, get wills drafted. So this is our attempt to get as many people as possible.
All right. So I guess what is I always... When I think of a will, I think of in some dramatic, you know, Hollywood film of like some billionaire family and like, and to my daughter, I leave the Rolls Royce collection and blah, 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 like some dramatic reading. For your everyday citizen, what's the importance of having a will? Why should we worry about having one?
Well, I really think that a will is an outline of how you would like your wishes to be handled when you pass away. What does that look like? It looks like, who do I want to take care of my last wishes? Mm-hmm. Who's going to be in charge of distributing and making sure that things get taken care of? So that's one aspect. You want to appoint somebody to be in charge when you pass. The second part of that outline really, really looks like, what things do I have and how are they going to be distributed? So that's kind of the conversation that you want to have is, what do I own and how do I want it to go to my family members? Because during the end of a person's life, there's a lot of stress that goes along with that. There's a lot of worry and stress, and you having this outline will put that sort of to the side for your family members in a way that they can just follow your wishes when you pass.
Right.
And what else does that look like?
Another thing that's really useful about wills, you're going to be enumerating all of the different items that you have of value that you want to pass on to the next generation. But there's probably going to be things that you forget. So there's a handy thing called the residuary clause in wills, which says, anything that's not specifically written down here will go to this person, and if they pass before me, to this person. So it's sort of your catch-all, mm-hmm. all bases covered provision. Really useful.
I also think that there are many people who don't think that they have enough things to pass on, but we actually do. You know, so people really, I think a lot of people that I come across in the realty part is, well, I don't own a piece of property, or I don't own a home. Mm-hmm. But a will isn't just for that. A will is for, do I have a 401k? Do I have a vehicle to pass on? Do I have regalia? Do I have anything that was of value and importance to me? And how do we pass that on?
And in many ways, a will can be sort of a backstop. Some of these things, Native corporation stock, for example, most corporations, I know Sciatica and Sea Alaska both do this, have stock wills that you can fill out, which specifically says this stock goes to these people and this number of shares. So that stock will takes precedence. But if there's some sort of problem with Sciatica's stock will, your will be the backstop. So it'll make sure that your wishes will be honored. That's also true with bank accounts. You can put that in your will, but you can also designate beneficiaries with your bank. So it's just that extra backstop, mm-hmm. Which just provides peace of mind.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great thing to think about of when you are, and just on a Monday when you are calm, cool, collected in your own, you know, on a nice day, you can come up with a plan for your loved ones and hopefully for a date far advanced in the future.
Yeah.
So when that time comes, it is something that can just be yeah, pre-thought out, can be gone through. So as you're saying, it's a that's a really emotional time.
Yes.
Whenever that time comes. Yeah, one less thing to worry about, to have these things in order.
Right.
So for folks coming to this clinic, is there a particular like age group that you're targeting for, or anyone, is this anyone interested? Ideally, who would you see coming or benefiting most from this will drafting clinic?
So this clinic is for tribal citizens. We are gearing it towards tribal elders. I went and spoke at Elder Coffee Time this last week. But really, it could be anyone, any tribal citizen. We are only providing simple will drafting mm-hmm. services. So if you're interested in creating a trust or some other more complicated estate planning instrument, we can give you referrals. We can talk through why you might want to create a trust. But yeah, we're thinking lower middle income tribal citizens who are mm-hmm. interested just in simple will drafting. I should also say, I am an attorney, as well as Jessica Perkins will be doing the will drafting at the event. We're hoping that we'll be able to, you know, have people leave with wills drafted. We'll have a notary available. So, you know, that's the goal. We're also rooted in reality that right. we may not be able to get a will drafted for you within 4 hours. So it can be an ongoing process. Mm-hmm. We work full time at STA and we are available to follow up with folks who have filled out our intake form later on.
Yeah, and we do hope that citizens show up and get the intake form, or they mm-hmm. have questions that they want to have answered. We're going to be there to, as best as we can, answer those questions and help them get as much paperwork and information as they can, so they are moving forward with more knowledge on will drafting in general.
Yeah, instead of it just being this amorphous kind of void in front of you, at least now you'll have some idea of like, this is what goes into it. Like you were saying, Luena, of this is, I do have things of value or things that I do want to be intentionally passed on to certain people. Yeah, it's a great place to start. Even if you don't leave with a notarized piece of paper in your hand of like, mm-hmm. I've got it, I've done it, don't have to worry about it anymore. It's a great place to start.
It's a great place to start.
So for being prepared to come on into this, what are some things that people should bring if they want to make the most of this clinic? Mm-hmm. Anything that they should start, you know, looking for in, you know, in kitchen drawers and in shelves and whatnot,
yeah,
things to collect.
I mentioned that intake form. We will have intake forms available at the clinic itself. So if you don't have time to fill it out ahead of time, that's okay. We'll have attorneys and other legal personnel volunteering their time to help you fill out that intake form. So thank you so much to everyone who's volunteering for this event. It really takes a village. but that intake form is going to ask you questions like, what is your sister's date of birth? And what are your bank account numbers and life insurance policy number, mm-hmm. if you have a life insurance policy? So you're going to want to know all of those numbers ahead of time. So it is helpful to have that intake form ahead of time so you know what information we'll be asking you for. You can get the intake form in hard copy at STA 204 Saginaca. You can also give me a call and I'm happy to email it to you or find a way to get your hard copy. My office number is 907-747-7163. Other things that are helpful to bring, you're going to want your ID. Tribal ID works just fine. State ID also works. We need that to get your will notarized. And then if you own property, the deed or title to your property is very helpful. We'll need that for the legal description of the property. That will also help us determine whether your property is restricted. This will drafting clinic, really important to have a will if you have restricted property. So please consider coming if you do.
And if you have any questions on whether or not you do have restricted property, you can come into the office and come and see me, Luena Kubik, just to see if your family members may be restricted deed owners and if that might pass on mm-hmm. to you. So if you have questions, come down.
Awesome. Also, all of our, we have a will template that we'll be using, and the will template includes a provision saying, you know, if I inherit restricted property, which could happen
yes.
after the time that you draft your will,
right.
This is what I want to do with it. So that's just something that tribal citizens should be thinking about. And so we make sure that that's considered within that will template.
Awesome. So for this clinic itself, that like we mentioned earlier, it's coming up next Monday, February 16th, Elizabeth Paratovich Day. Happening, it's you said it's a 4-hour window taking place?
Yep, it's 8:30 to 12:30. If you are able to complete that intake form ahead of time, you're welcome to give me a call at 907-747-7163. And I can set up an appointment time. We'll have 30-minute slots with me and Jessica Perkins. To draft those wills. I think we have 12 slots available and currently only 4 slots taken, so 8 slots remaining. Mm-hmm. It will, you know, help expedite your day if you're able to set up an appointment so we can get you right in there for the actual will drafting rather than just the intake process.
Got it. And so the rest of that time there is just, you said there's other volunteers, other attorneys available for folks to go through and get all that information put together for their intake form and get prepped for
exactly. They'll be meeting. Intake attorneys, so they're not going to be giving you legal advice, but they'll be able to answer questions like, what is restricted property or, you know, those sorts of
the kind of the legalese in some of these things. Make sure, what am I supposed to fill out here? Good to have. Excellent. And is there any, aside from if they've got their intake form filled out ahead of time contacting you, is there any registration required?
No registration required. All are welcome.
All are welcome.
There will be coffee and snacks. And I'm thinking maybe games, too, because there might be some waiting. So hopefully it'll be a fun atmosphere.
Add some levity to the situation. It's probably a good idea. Awesome. Well, we are out of time this morning, but Annika and Luana, thank you so much for coming in this morning. So this will drafting workshop, for anyone you're saying elders, people with children, caretakers, anyone who wants to get a head start in helping their family and loved ones for end of life, hopefully many years down the road, but getting plan set up for that time. So that will be the clinic coming up Monday, February 16th, 8:30 to 12:30 at Tribal Headquarters, 204 Saginaw Way. If people want to get a head start on the intake form, then call you for a hard copy, Annika, 747-7163. Again, thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.